Inshallah, alaikum, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Pasi Bas Mordechai, Lenishmasa, Nibullah bin Chaim Lechaim, Echagetabas Rechaim Sibuchol, Nibullah Meleha, and Lenishmas Marasas Abbas of Shmuel, Nibullah bin Chaim Lechaim, and is based in the Torah of Meir Rabbeinu Agon, Osha Yeshiva Shlita, and the Nates of Kriyas Yamsuf, the Jewish people said Shira. They didn't say Shira on the first day. They said Shira on the miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf. It says in Yerushalmi Psachim 10:6, Ayin Shabbat Karban Ha'ida, because this was Gemar Geulosam. This is the culmination of the Geula. Now, one Bechin of Gemar Geulosam is that with this was fixed the Cheshash of Toha Al Harishamas. Shekenu Atchalat HaParasha. The Gemara Geulasam fixes any concern that the Jews are going to regret what happened earlier. At the beginning of the parasha, it says, "Vahi b'shalach paro asam v'lanacham l'kim derech eretz plishtim etzetra pen yinochim am." They might want to go back, so Hashem took them the long way. And so too it was mitzat paro. There was charata, as it says, "Vayafoch levav paro, v'yomer mazos asinu." And paro had charata. What did I do when I sent them away? Is concerned the Jews are going to want to go back. And then Paro changed their mind. And Paro, in fact, did change his mind. He says, look, what did I do? I let them go. And the klal is, Nago from Mitzrayim v'rofa liYisrael. Whatever causes Negifa, a Negif, a plague to Mitzrayim, is a refuah, is a healing to the Jewish people, based on the Pasuk and the Zohar Kaddish. Nago from Mitzrayim v'rofa liYisrael. What is in the Magefa to the Egyptians, what is going to cause them plague, is going to cause healing. The other side of that coin is that it brings healing to the Jewish people. And the klal is of Nagov Mam Tzvav Rafali Yisrael. And therefore, the Kishalom of Mitzrayim, the failure of Mitzrayim, in that they did regret sending the Jewish people. This was a tikkun, a refuah for the Jewish people, that they'll never regret leaving Egypt. They're not going to want to go back. And therefore it's considered Gemal Gulasim, and they said Shira. Chazal say on the Pasuk, L'reach Shmenecha Tov M'shemek Turek Shemecha, Arishon Reach Shirem Amru Lefanecha V'akshanu Boim Lom Le'enach L'ashen Shevach Shulo Kilasim L'cha. K'mal Merik M'kli V'shefech L'mat L'sech Kli, Ken Yared Lamate Atzlein Kol Shir V'Shevach. The Rishonim, they said that the Pasuk says, talks about the your ointments have a pleasing fragrance. Your name is as an ointment that is poured forth. And therefore the maidens love you. That's the Pasuk. So the earlier generations, the Rishonim, they had a reach and a fragrance of Shirin. They just had a fragrance of Shirin. But we, when we came to the sea, we didn't leave a language of Shevach, a terminology of praise that with which we didn't praise you. Like someone who pours from a kli to another kli. And so too, we like poured from ourselves all of the shir and the shevach we had in us. Ayin shem b'divrei ha-medrash, shir medrash tanchuma yisro, parasha gimel. So it talks about the phenomenal amount of Shevach the Jews said at Shiras Hayam, as opposed to the Rishonim, who didn't say as much Shira. And normally we have a Tumi of Siyamta Lekulei Shvar Demarach. Normally it says in Brachas, Gimel Amid Beis, that you're not supposed to praise Hashem, because whatever you're praising is never going to be enough. It's always going to be a minimization of Hashem's greatness. And there were Sheshivas Atzal, and Pachad Yitzchak, and Pesach, Maimur Samach Aleph Osir Beis writes that only David had a heter for this in Tehillim. And he brings a medrash to this effect. And therefore, how does it say here? Shelo hinachnu lashon shevach shelo kilasnu l'chal hayom. We didn't leave a language of praise with which we didn't praise you on the sea. What about siyamta kula shvach demarach? What did you say? All of your master's praises. Meaning, when you start praising Hashem, kel gadol gibor, whatever you're saying, it's always going to be minimum. It's always going to be saying less than Hashem really has. So we just have a heter for Shemoneh Esrei, and David HaMelech had a heter and Tehillim. But otherwise, we don't have a heter. This is the kind of siyamta the kula shvach demarach. So how at the sea did the Jews? To the Jews in the context of tefillah, in the context of a proper shira, so you're not allowed to make one up of your own. Tefillah, we said what's in the liturgy, and shira, what do you mean? We said all of God's praises. That's a problem. We see in the Gemara, siyamti kula shvach demarach. What do you say? All your master's praise. If you start praising, you're always going to be saying less than is true. So the explanation is, we find in many places a relationship between avodas habitachon and Menias Habusha. We find a relationship between the Avoda of having trust in Hashem and Menias Habusha, that we are refraining from having Busha. Like for example, we say, V'lo nevosh, you know why we're not going to have Busha? Ki v'cha v'tachnu, because we have bitachnu in you. Because in your great holy name we have bitachon. So to numerous places. Ubipshuto, kavana. This means is shelo nevosh al yidei akishalom. We won't have busha through the kishalon. We won't have busha that we stumbled in the schus that we had bitachon in you. But it would appear that there's an even deeper element here. And that is that a man was created with koach habechivo, such that he shouldn't have a feeling of nahama di kisufa. He shouldn't have a feeling of the bread of embarrassment. Because that's the kavod adam shenivra b'tzelem elokim, the honor of man who was created in the image of God. His honor is that he should feel his honor in what he himself earns, and that he shouldn't be makabel a matnas schina. However, there are certain things that are done with him that are above the capacity of man, like kriyas yamsuf, where it says matitzak elai, alai adavatali Rashi over there, and like we see in the Parad Yitzchak and Yom Kippur, Maimar Aleph and Ozayim. But this Indian of Kriyas Yamsuf is telling Maisa Bereshis. There's no man isn't shaykh to Maisa Bereshis. There's no tefillah, Dabra B'nai Sovi Yisso. This isn't the time for tefillah, it's beyond. It's shaykh to Maisa Bereshis, Kriyas Yamsuf, which precedes man. Man has no place there, the actual creation. If so, it emerges. A question on the relationship of this salvation, because there is no to man, because there's no Maisa Adam. And tefillah also, the Soros tefillah is also not there. So the problem therefore is, what about the Nama Dikisufa? This is like a Nama Dikisufa, this is a bread of embarrassment type Yeshua. Because normally, we have our own actions. Normally, we invest our own efforts, so we're not embarrassed when we receive reward. We save our dignity, our self-respect. But here we seem to be losing everything. Why are we losing everything? Because we just hit this great Kriyas Yamsuf, and there's no shaykh, it's not shaykh to a person. It's a shaykh to Maisa Bereshis. So in that we have the pasuk of Yisyat Zvuris Yeshuas Hashem. Stand up and see the salvation of God. Because through the bitachon in Hashem, Yishlo gam kein achiza b'ma she'oslo Hashem yizbarach. If he has bitachon, then he has some sort of connection to what Hashem is doing, and he can be davek above his makom negiah, where he normally can reach. And therefore, we have the milah bitachon, which is lashon toch v'tayich, that it's connecting to something else in the beautiful sefer Nokev Margolius. Amazing sefer, 1,000 pages on lashon hakodesh. So he talks about this word bitachon, how it relates to the word toch tayich, which means that you paste something on. Paste it on. That's what bitachon. We're pasted on to Hashem. He tiach dvarim klapei maila. He threw things towards above. He connected things to, like he, you know, that's the Gemara. There's a lashon like that. Brachas. Lashon tayich, like to paste on. And when a person is born, so he connected. He's dependent on his mother. And he gets bigger and bigger, and then he gets the godless hadas. And then he can rely on something more abstract in the Ribbono Shel Olam. And you have levels on top of levels. Somebody who already feels the concretization of God's hanhaga has to go even higher. That's what we have here in Tzius Mitzrayim. It says, Olay adavar toli, shen lecha musag v'dibuk hadat v'anaga zo. Dependent on me. Meaning you don't have a dibuk hadas, your mind cannot connect to this. You cannot wrap your head around this. This is shayach l'maaseh bereishis. And then it says ve'yaminu. Ah, and they believed. And then afterwards they came to Mount Torah, and that's what it says, osa pela mufla mamish. Kriyas yamsuf. It connects the gashmi to the ruchni. So to the Amun and Triyas HaMesim, and now Ata L'Hachiyah is Mesim. And Al Triyas HaMesim Pe'ulo Tfila. What's the Triyas HaMesim? We don't do anything. Just B'tachem, we have a B'tachem, we have a Muna. Somebody who's not Maimin, Chazal tell us, doesn't get up at Triyas HaMesim. Kizoi Achiza Yichida B'davar Ze, Shele Mala Me'aseg Yad Adam. That's our only point that we can hold on to it. It's above Heseg Yad Adam. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu says, is Siyatzvu Uru'u as Yeshua Hashem Asher Yaseh Lechem. Stand up and see the salvation of Hashem that He's going to do for you. Through the bitachon of His Siyatzvu Uru'u, you're going to be zochet to this Yeshua, which is Lachem. And through the bitachon that you're davik b'Hashem, you're going to be misachid, you're going to be miskash, you're going to connect the Maisa Hashem, and the Yeshua is going to be yours. So how do we sidestep the problem of Namadi Kisufa? Very simply, by having bitachon. When you have bitachon, so this shows that you earn this reward through your bitachon. Even though it's afterwards, still it's not namdi gisuf anymore. Since you had bitachon, you also worked for it. So kisufin is a lashon of busha. It's also a lashon of cheshek. Nichsof nichsafte lebeis avicha. So now it's beautiful, because you have this kisufin, nichsof nichsafte lebeis avicha. It's not going to be namad kisufa. You have this desire for Hashem. You connect to Hashem. You become one with Hashem. Then Hashem's glory and Hashem's honor becomes your honor. Therefore, there's going to be no more kisufa, there's going to be no more embarrassment. Here we said to Moshe Rabbeinu, v'ikovda b'paro v'chol chela. Because Baruch Hu now wants the covet that's going to come out from this Yeshua, and from the destruction of Mitzrayim. Zeh yisod musad v'chol davar v'chol makom. Sha'akol v'ra v'chodo. V'min v'ikovda b'paro v'chol chela. I'm going to have covet from Paro and all of his chariots. Everything is covered Hashem. Kol bara lechvoda. So why dafka here is there v'kavta? There's always a v'kavta. Just here we're talking about a special hanhaga. V'hu ma she'na'asa le'mala mikoch b'chirat ha'adam asher kol ha'yishuot nov'ot mitochnit achat mereshit ha'kol ad tachlit ha'kol. Kamo she'amru emet ata hu rishon ve'ata hu acharon. Umi bal adecha ein lanu melech goel mushiach. All the Yeshuas come from the beginning to the end. That is above the Mala Mikoach B'chirat HaAdam. Because it starts with Emes HaTov Rishon, God's first, God's last, and there's no other God who saves us, who redeems us. So this is a special Hanhaga of Yeshua that starts before man and ends at the end of the end. All the Geulos and all the Yeshuas come from Gaal Yisrael. That's already planned from the beginning. And that's the Bechina of Yedias Hashem. Man has free choice, but God already knows it's going to happen in advance. It's the idea that's above our Bechiru. And that's what's Buhu Tamun, Veganuz, and Vesabev Kol HaSibot. Veino Nikar Basher Upoed Mibifnim. It's a hidden thing. It's not revealed. Shari Tshuva for Beinu Yonah. Writes, Iker Achna, Shara Aleph Oschot Aleph. Rabbi Noz Machadish says over there, that this Iker is Machayev Lebaal Tshuva, She Yase Kol Dvarav U'Masav Bitzni'ut, Ubi Kisui, V'Shelo Yevakesh Kavod U'Masav HaMifo'arim. This Iker of Achna, of subordination, requires that a Baal Tshuva should do all of his deeds in a hidden way. He shouldn't ask for a covet for his good deeds, for his glorious deeds. Yesh kan hanagami yuchedet, there's a special hanhaga over here, and about tshuva, shehu samuch me'od al midas hayidia. In other words, he's relying, like the Pachad Yitzchak says in Yom Kippur, Maim Revav O'Zayin, what gives us the power today to do tshuva? It's not 50-50. It's the fact that there's tshuva ba'achris hayam. The tshuva ba'achris hayam tips the scales that we're going to do tshuva today also. And that's the Baal Tshuva. He's in that category. He's relying on what's going to be in the future. And this Havtacha. And this is hidden. So since the Baal Tshuva is telling in this Hanhaga of Hashem, which is hidden, he has to do his deeds in a hidden way. And he should not ask for any glory for his deeds. He should do them in a hidden way. So again, this Hanhaga of Hashem that he's going to save us. And this Hanhaga starts before man and ends after man. It's from the beginning to the end. Atah Rishon v'Atah Acharon. Mibaldecha ein lanu melech goel mashiach. You're the only Redeemer. From beginning to end, Rishon v'Acharon, that's beyond man, above man. It's in that world that's above you, the idea that's beyond Bechira. It's beyond man's Bechira. God just knows it's going to happen. He's going to save us. And the Bechira that we have is impacted by that idea. Because the fact that we have the Geula at the end of days with Tshuva, that impacts our capacity today to do Tshuva. And this is something hidden from man, that God's ultimately going to redeem us, and that it's our Kriyas Yam Sof also. These redemptions are above man's Bechira. In the world of Hashem's idea. The fact that at the end of the days the Jews are going to do tshuva. It's above man's bechira. It's part of God's idea. And that's mashpi on the bechira now that we're able to do tshuva. And therefore, since this is an hidden hag of Hashem, Baal Tshuva has to do all of his deeds in a hidden place. The hanhaga that's hagnuzai, hanuheget kan b'kriyat yam suf. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'yikavta v'par v'chulchelo. So here Hashem says, I'm going to be glorified in power and all of his army. So everything is glory. Everything is glory of Hashem. Everything is kavod Hashem. Hakol bara l'chvodo. So what's the chiddush? The answer is that hanhaga, that's always b'tzina, Hashem's going to save us. That's a bit cynic hanhaga, it's a hidden one. Like a Baal Tshuva that doesn't take any covet for his good deeds, his glorious deeds. Here it's going to be revealed to everybody that Hashem wants to receive this covet now. And on that, the Jewish people sang. We're going to talk about Hashem wanting covet. It's not for his ego, Hashem. He doesn't have an ego. But it's in order that we should connect to Hashem's greatness, become great ourselves, among other reasons. Al kol panim, the Jewish people are now singing this Shira because Hashem wants the covet with complete recognition on what has been revealed before their eyes. And the covet takes effect on them. Hashem tishal al nafshi. Hashem hispoil. With Hashem, my soul will be praised, glorified. Shmua anav b'yismachu, the humble will hear and be happy. Because the mida of anava, the character trait of being humble, is built on a very great dveikus to the mida of yediyah and mida b'chira. And therefore he's not machzik tov l'atzma. Why isn't a person machzik tov l'atzma? Because he knows that ultimately the scales are tipped in his favor by God, because God has the secret hanhaga of redeeming the Jewish people and having them do tshuva. So it brings you to anava, realizing that this is really because you have great siyum elamala. God is helping you. And then a person is mishal of Hashem. He takes praise in Hashem. He becomes one with Hashem. So Hashem wants the cover. This is the cover that Hashem wants. The cover is chal here on the Jewish people. Here it says, Mefurish v'yikavda. Everything is hakol baro l'chvada. But normally it's v'tzimah. But here, it's going to be in a revealed way that it's l'chavad Hashem. And Kriyas Yamsif. And since it's going to be revealed, so we're supposed to sing. We're supposed to say God's praises. Normally it's a hidden anhaga of Yeshua, and here it's a revealed anhaga of Yeshua. And therefore the V'kavda is revealed. And this hakar of Chadhu, which is a new tfisa, a new understanding, and the essence of our souls, is expressed. The Shira, within which the Atzmius HaNefesh expresses itself. That's Misaneg and it's Shaychus Tashem. When we have this feeling of Chadhu, that we're one with God, Kiviyachon. So then we sing to Hashem. We give that expression with Shira. And that's what we did over here. Kriyas Yamsuf, we have this Kisufin for Hashem. We become Chadhu, and God's covet is our covet. Hashem tishal al nafshi, and Hashem, my soul will be glorified, my soul will be praised, because I am one with Hashem. And that's why we said Shira. Yishmu anavim v'yismachu, Pasuk says there. That anavim will hear and be happy. What's their happiness? Because they're one with Hashem. They realize it's all on hug and hysteris. That God is really running the show, and it's above their bechira. And that makes them anavim. Yishmu anavim v'yismachu. Therefore, they take glory in Hashem's glory, because they become one with Hashem. They realize they're part of Hashem's hidden mahalach, which here was a revealed mahalach. And that's the Gemar Gulasim. In other words, there's going to be no mechshash of Toal HaRishonos. I'm not going to agree what happened earlier. That's only Shayach, where there's a part of the soul that has opposition. However, where there was a revelation of the complete Shaychus, of the Atzmius HaNefesh of the person's soul, and its Shaychus to the Kavod Hashem, that's the Gemar Gula, that's it, that's finished. We're not going to want to go back. So not only is the Shira after the Gemar Gula, the Shira is itself of the Gemar Gula. The Hanan, the Tainik of the Nefesh that sings, is the Gemar Gula. And it's a Haftach against Pen Yenachim. We're not going to regret it anymore, because now we're feeling this, we're identifying with Hashem. We're feeling our unity with Hashem when we're singing. And that's the Gemar Gula. We realize that this came from a place above our Bechira. It came from a place of Hashem's Yediyah. Never, there's going to be no more problem with chashash of pen yinachim. That's what it says. L'reich shmenecha tov m'shem matura k'shemecha. Rishon amar m'shir v'anu lo yinach l'shev l'shalok yasir l'shabah. In other words, this is shaykh only to David, like we said. And there's a tmi of siyam tishmach ha'demarav. However, what it means here is that it creates yamsuf. And in this shira, there was a gilu yifud Hashem. There was a revelation of God's glory. Without leaving the hakara and hasaga, the malikum of a reich. Reich is something far away from you. Reich is in the air. Reich is abstract. And here it was Shem Anturak Shemecha, was like poured from Kli to Kli. Because now there's a revelation down here. The whole shawrish of Hashem's hidden hanhaga from above. That everything is latachas, there's latachas of Kavod Hashem. Because that's where the shawrish of all the Kavod is. That's what it says. The Rishonim only said a reich of shir, it's only a smell, it's distant from them. We said it all, because now we are identifying with you. You poured into us. Your covet is our covet. Our covet is your covet. So the shoresh is going to be expressed by David HaMelech HaSapra Kol Tehillah Sach. I'm going to express all of your praise. But here, it came down to us. This ability to express Hashem's praise. Therefore, lo yinachmu shevach shelo kinasnu oschav. We didn't leave a praise that we didn't praise you. Again, it's impossible. But apparently on some level, we said as much as we could say. We said the best possible praise. Obviously, it would never end. You start praising Hashem, it's infinite. It's beyond human expression. But here, there's this unification of God's praise. God's covered with man. So Mimela, since we are now being misachid with Hashem, Hashem tishal al nafshi, that my soul is glorified with Hashem, Yishma Navim Yismachu, we have this kisufin for Hashem, which takes away the name of the kisufa. We have this feeling of chadhu. Since we have bitachon in Hashem, we have chadhu, we're one with Him. Therefore we can praise Him. Connected to our level higher than ourselves, that level of Yediyah, beyond Bechira. And the revelation of this Midah, Manhaga, and Steh is Yivshal Lavo Vaka Yidei Gilui Torah. This can only come through the revelation of Torah, which is the Seder of the whole Bria and the whole Anhaga. And that's what's hidden in everything. Yan Mashabiyel Maran Zeichon Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha. We say in Slicha, saying Lanu Karban, Lakain. ומתוך התורה יש לנו את כל החיוס. It's not pshat that after the Churban Beis HaMikdash we have no more Madrigas, only Torah. We don't have a carbon, we don't have a coin, all we have is Torah. Now what it means is when we don't have the kelim, we don't have the coin, we don't have the carbon, Torah is everything. Now Torah encompasses everything. So you can come to this Hanhaga Nesteres through Gilui Torah, which is the Seder HaBriah, the whole Hanhaga HaBriah. That's where everything is hidden, the Torah. And therefore, even though we lost the Navi, we lost the coin, we still have the Torah. We lost the carbon. In the Torah, we have all of our chiyus. Therefore, after the Shirat of Yochshua, son of Lotzu, Mayim. Went 3 days without finding water. Mayim is Torah. Of Kam 82a. She nesiyagu b'li Torah. They felt very toiled. They were very tired because they didn't have Torah. And the question is, they hadn't come to Har Sinai yet. What do you mean, no Torah? And the answer is that it's told this is dependent on the Atzmi of Sanefesh. They saw the essence of their soul, what their soul was all about. That's what it means. Darshei Rishumas Amru. What do you mean, Darshei Rishumas? Roshem HaNefesh, what's imprinted on the soul. And without Torah, they get very tired they get very tired. Torah is their atzmius. That's why so Darshan Rishon is those who seek out the Rishumas, what's Roshem in their Nefesh, said, Ein Mayim Ela Torah. They were so wiped out because they didn't have Torah. Because the Darshan Rishumas understand the Roshem of Torah in their Nefesh. But that's their atzmius and Nefesh is Torah. And then they come to Elima, they were Shivim Tomorrow, the Kabbalah Sanhedrin, Rashi, Shmos, Tezvav, Chavsan. And afterwards, the Parsha Amon. That's the Smichus Hadas, Amashen Hadas, Makir, Kiloya Damau. They didn't know what it was. That's the Smichus Hadas, that's the Bitochen. And it was sweet like Tzapichis Hadvash, like honey. So that was the Tainig of the soul, Mishar Shel Torah. Again, their soul is misanik here on the Torah. That's the man, and that's the shivim tomorrow in the Kabbalah Sanhedrin. We represent Torah, Torah Shabbat Peh. So that's what's megala, this hanhagin esteres of us being one with Hashem, and the gilui of the atzmius hanefesh. Torah, and therefore, even though we don't have the carbon, we don't have the coin, we have all of our chiyus in Torah. That's why they went 3 days without Torah. They were wiped out. Because that's their Atzmius HaNefesh. Dorshe Rishumas told us. And they came to Elima. Kavod Sanhedrin. The Parsha Mon. Lo Yidu Mahu. That's the Smichus Hadas. And what the Das isn't, it doesn't recognize. And that was sweet like the Tzapikis Hadvat. Tzapikis Hadvash. So that's the Tainik of the soul. In its root. In Torah. That's our atzmius. Our atzmius is Torah. So when you have this revelation of the soul, the revelation of the souls, what are you going to find when you look in there? You're going to find Torah. That's the gilui atzmius shel nefesh. Therefore, even though it was before Matan Torah, it doesn't matter. It was still wiped out without Torah because that's their atzmius hanefesh. The atzmius hanefesh is in Torah. Shem and Torah, kuchibruchi yisua b'raisa chadim. Okay, still obviously a lot more to say. V'dvarim hayu amukim me'od. Baruch Hashem shezachinu. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.